Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Friday's show. Yeah, I love Fridays. Morning, studio.
Morning.
The face value of a Super Bowl ticket is super expensive. $5,000 right now to go to the game. That's crazy. I used to do a national sports show, so I went to the Super Bowl. I went and covered it, and then I went. And I'll say this, it was the most disappointing event I've ever been to.
Really? It's not fun? It's not cool?
No, not near as cool. I would just say stay home. If you're on the borderline about sending, unless it's your team, I've been to two of them. Because again, when I would do national sports, you get to go to stuff.
Yeah.
And so, it's so just, nobody's up. It's all business people, rich people. They're just there to be seen. It's not like going to a college football game or even an NFL game in a city where everybody's nobody's passionate.
Yeah.
I went and saw the Saints and the Colts, and then I saw the Giants and the Patriots.
What about like the festivities before? Because those concerts look kind of cool.
Terrible. No. Can't get to them. Security's crazy.
Really?
It's such a way. And I know I'm saying this from a place of I got to do something that no other people get to do, really. I never thought I'd get to go to the Super Bowl. But I wouldn't spend. Most overrated sporting event I've ever been to.
Wow. I think that makes a lot of people feel good because if you can't afford it, you feel left out. But
I now watch it on TV and I go, this is so much better.
There you go.
But I like sports on TV better now than going to games for the most part because you can't see it. I go to Arkansas Razorback games every year. I try to. And I still enjoy it because I enjoy being around other fans. But you just, when you can watch nine angles on TV and not have to, I mean, you get announcer, you get all that.
Yeah.
And you can go to the bathroom and the food's cheaper at your house and
that's
it's
true.
More comfortable.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And that means we're old.
Yeah, maybe that's true too. But yeah, $5,000 a ticket to go to the Super Bowl.
I'll pass.
Does it excite you to try to go to the Super Bowl? No.
I would like to go once
that's it.
I did it, but yeah. I can't pay $5,000, and I don't know if it's as exciting if your team's not in it. Kind of boring, maybe.
What would be your team?
The Chicago Bears. We'll be there in 2 years.
Eddie, what would be your team?
The Cowboys.
Oh, you'll never go.
Straight up.
Raymond, what would be your team?
Titans. Tighten up.
Yeah? Is there any way the Razorbacks can play in the Super Bowl? Because that's really the only reason that I care. I don't really have an NFL team so much.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Tony Lethbridge was concerned about his son Samuel. He woke up on a Sunday morning and his 17-year-old son Samuel had not yet returned home. And Samuel was out hanging with his friends at night. So the local police came and said, hey, Dad, don't worry about it. Because 17-year-olds often don't come home. Have you heard of this story, Lunchbox?
No.
So Tony said, okay, I think there's something up. So he goes and he rents a pilot from a small aviation group. He says, let's go look for my son. It's just unlike him to not come home at night. He didn't even really have the money to pay for the helicopter pilot, which is what he hired to go up. So they start flying the helicopter over. They look down. They see a crashed car. His son was in the crashed car. He was trapped.
What?
Survived. They got to him in time. Made a full recovery.
That's a dad knowing his son.
I guess, right? Like, that's really him just...
Or is that dad, what do you call that?
Like paternal instinct, maybe?
Yeah, like you have that feeling.
Or intuition.
That's
even
the one
is what
I'm
you're trying
for.
To say. That's a pretty crazy story, right?
Very crazy.
And they were like, no, he's good. He's 17. You know, he's 17. He's like, no, I feel like something's up.
Woo!
Yeah, that's crazy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in health news. Missouri has been hit bad by the flu. Officials said they're struggling to deal with more than 40,000 flu cases. In Chicago, there's been a second measles scare in a week at O'Hare. If you were at O'Hare on January 9th between 8:30 and noon, you need to get checked out by a doctor. You could be at risk. And finally, in sports, the NFL playoffs continue this weekend. Four teams remain on Sunday. The Jags play the Patriots, and then after that, the Vikings play the Eagles.
Christy in Denver, thank you for listening.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, really good. Did you know February 1st, we're actually going to be on the radio in Denver?
Yes, I'm excited. I've been listening to you through my phone for 5 years, so I'm excited to actually have you on a local radio station.
That's awesome. Listen, your data charge is also going to go down. We're saving you money.
Yeah. I know. I'm very excited about that
That's
as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling. What would you like to ask us?
Eddie, did you ever buy Junior his Titans jersey?
Oh,
that's a good question. And here's the backstory. Eddie is a diehard Cowboys fan, and his son wants to be a Tennessee Titans fan, and Eddie won't have it.
Yes, because I'm a Cowboys fan and only Cowboys gear in my house. However, when the Titans were in the playoffs, I was like, you know what? It's time. Cowboys are out. Let me run to the store and get some shirts for the boys. Let's go for the Titans. And they were completely out. So it was in my mind, and we were going to do it, but they were completely out. So next year, I will get him a Titans jersey.
Next year.
Yeah, next season.
Okay. Hey, are you a Broncos fan?
We're not. My husband and I are also Dallas Cowboys fans,
yeah.
And our oldest son is a Patriots fan.
Oh, I'm with that. I love the Patriots. People will go, oh, the Patriots. I love to see continued success. We never see that.
It's a lot of success. It's a lot. From the
people,
Patriots.
People hate winners.
We do. I mean, they do.
But in our life, we don't get to see someone actually achieve greatness, and we're seeing that right now.
They just never lose, man.
Again, eventually they'll lose and it'll go away. But LeBron, the Patriots, there are things that we could, Steve Jobs,
yes.
No, Elon Musk. Yes. Like, there's only a few great things. Anyway, hey, thank you for that call. I appreciate that, Christy. Go have a good morning.
You're welcome. You too.
See you later. Tiffany in Florida, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, it's Bobby. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby. I wanted to ask what you guys, what your first jobs were.
Sure. My first job was, I mowed yards from 12 up, so that doesn't count. First paycheck job where they took out taxes, okay, everybody? Mine was maintenance at a golf course, which I did for years, and it was, for me, it was miserable. Woke up early, I did man work the whole time. I'm not very man. Tiffany, I don't know if you listen to the show, but I'm not very manly.
I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you. And I weed-eated and mowed and raked traps all day. And I did that for a while. Lunchbox, first job ever?
I worked at Randall's, which is a grocery store. I was a bagger. I was 15 years old, so I had to wear a white shirt so everybody knew that I was underage. And, man, there was this one cashier. I just stood at the end of hers because she was so hot. And I thought,
wow,
that girl, I'm going to get that. But
nah, you never got her?
No, she drove a Toyota Tercel. I do know that.
Wow.
He always remembers the weirdest.
She was a swimmer, and she was from a foreign country. Woo, she had an accent, and I think she liked me too. But
yeah, didn't work out?
Didn't work out. She moved on, I moved on.
Producer ready?
Yeah, I was saving lives as a lifeguard at McAllen Municipal Pools.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Do you still know CPR?
Yeah. I'd have to look it up as a refresher, but I think so.
Tiffany, what was your first job?
My first job was assistant in real estate.
Dang. Look at you. $1 million listing is your first job?
Yeah, as an assistant. I didn't get the listing.
Assistant $1 million listing? Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you live in Florida?
Clearwater, Tampa Bay area.
Oh, listen, I know Tampa well. I love Tampa. I'm coming down. If you're in Tampa, my stand-up comedy tour is coming to the Stras Center. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Tiffany, thank you for the call. I appreciate you and everybody right now waking up with us. Hey. All right.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Time for your positivity. And in this round of positivity is Lunchbox. Hello, Lunchbox.
Hello.
I'm Bobby. No need to yell. And Morgan number two. Hello, Morgan number two.
Hello.
All right, everybody's got a positivity story. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
This guy named Nico, he was proposing to his girl and he bought a ring. He puts the ring in his backpack. And he didn't know when to do it, so he's waiting for the right time. And the ring falls out of the backpack. Uh-oh. He doesn't know where. He doesn't know when. All he knows is he goes back to the pocket, and it's not there. Did somebody steal it? He doesn't know. So he calls the father-in-law, says, I lost the ring. I can't propose yet. Because he'd already asked for the blessing. So he's walking around, can't find it. He sees a sign on a pole that says, lost wedding ring.
What?
Calls the number. It was
Come
his ring.
On.
It was his ring.
Somebody did that?
Somebody did that, put a sign up. Isn't that crazy? And he got the ring back. That's called a twist of fate.
That's some honest people right
honest.
There.
Lunchbox, you're up.
There's this family in Oklahoma. They were moving, and unfortunately, they couldn't take their dog with them. So they dropped the dog off at the shelter. And the dog's like, I don't like it at the shelter. Breaks out and treks 20 miles back to the house that it was raised in, where they moved from.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the family's crazy. Like... What is this dog doing? So it takes it back to the shelter and it escapes again and goes 20 miles back to the home.
Yeah.
And they're like, fine, guess we'll take the dog.
Yeah, keep it. That's crazy. Morgan, number two, what do you have?
All right, so Los Angeles County, they are making a point to make sure kids read. They are no longer making kids under the age of 21 pay any library late fees for their books. So, and also with that, they have a pre-existing late fee balance. they get $5 taken off every time they read for 1 hour.
So they read and get money taken off. I would just look at the DVDs and keep those and no late fees.
There you go.
I would abuse the system. Not that you should do that.
You're already thinking how to
trick
the system.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that. Listen, if there's one thing I do in my career, it's game the system.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. Kids, go read a book.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Most stressful jobs of the year, they put out a report. Most is military personnel. Enlisted military is number one. Firefighter and airline pilot are the top three. And then police officers, four. And I can see all of those being super high stress because you don't know what's going to happen at any second. Mm. Also on the list, at number seven, most stressful jobs, broadcaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not because we don't know what's going to happen, like somebody's going to, but we don't know what's going to happen with our careers.
Right. We don't know if we're out of a job tomorrow.
That door could open and go, hey,
you guys are done.
It's fun, boys. Head back to Hobby Lobby, Bobby. crap. The least stressful jobs of 2018. A hairstylist, an audiologist. And an audiologist makes good money, $75,000 a year.
What is that?
You put the earphones on. It's for hearing. Yeah, you test hearing.
Oh, that's it? You just got to put those on and you make $75,000 a year?
You have to know things.
Well, all you do is hit a button and when the kid raises their hand, you mark it down. That's a pretty easy job.
But what you have to know is what to do if it's not right, how to diagnose them, what could be the problems with the ears. That's where the education comes in. The assistant, probably, if there's one, does the writing down.
Right.
Oh, because at one time I took that test and they told my parents that I was going deaf. And my parents were like, your machine's wrong. So I went and retested. Great ears.
Wow.
So I think my audio list was doing a good job.
Was it a girl or guy?
I was a girl.
She had no stress. She's just chilling.
Right, and you had to take it in the bathroom.
What?
What? I don't think that's audiologist,
dude,
bro.
They kind of mess with you on that.
Yeah,
one,
dude. That's the whole thing where they're like, hey, fella, are you sure?
Yes, you went in the bathroom and took it because there was no distraction, no noise in the bathroom.
Oh. That's what they told him.
I've never taken an ear test in the bathroom.
I've never done anything other than go to the bathroom in the bathroom.
I'm thinking back. I've taken probably 10 ear tests.
Not in the bathroom?
Never.
Huh.
Did they make you like pee in a cup?
No, never did that.
Lunchbox, I don't think you took an ear test in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I think your parents were testing you for something else.
I'm 99% sure that it was in the bathroom.
But there's 1%.
No, some in elementary, I'm telling you. People back me up on this.
What? Who?
Let me look at the phone lines. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, no, nobody's calling. No. No ear test in the bathroom. Those are your least and most stressful jobs.
Maybe you guys did it different than I did.
Yeah, for sure.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Seymour, Indiana. A man walked into a bank, handed the teller a note, and said, give me $5,000 and nobody gets shot. Mm. So they handed him some cash, he walked away, and they flipped over the note. And it was on the pay stub from his girlfriend's work. So they went to her house, and there's the boyfriend sitting on the couch, and they arrested him.
Now I always feel like sitting on the couch isn't the move. If I was ever part of any sort of bank robbery scheme, where it's like, I just want to be sitting on a couch anywhere.
You wouldn't be chilling on
I'd
a couch?
I'd be antsy. Yeah. I'd be out to Mexico. I'd be doing something. Yeah. I wouldn't be chilling. Yeah.
But he wrote it on his girlfriend's pay stub.
No, I get that. I just wouldn't be sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And he was in a hammock.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Normal things that when your husband does it, you're like, wow, that's pretty hot. It came up because Eddie's wife was driving his Jeep during the snow here. And then Vanessa Manillo said when Nick Lachey changes the baby's diapers, like for her, she's like, wow, yeah. Miranda in Georgia. Good morning.
Hey.
You good?
I'm great. I was calling to try to get through and I got through this morning. So that's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. What do you think? Are you married?
No, it was the guy I was dating, but every time he would wash dishes, it was just the hottest thing to me. I don't know why.
Wow. Maybe like, baby, I cooked a nice dinner, and let me wash a few dishes for you. Is that how it would work? Or would he not know?
I didn't really tell him. It was just kind of one of those things, like, just really into it, so. Hey.
I think there's documentaries about that. No, thank you. Hey, Miranda, I appreciate the call. Appreciate you. Hey, Abby in Georgia.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I am driving my little girl to school.
Well, thank you very much for calling. What do you think about this? What is it for you?
When he washes clothes.
Hmm. What about that makes you go, I like that?
Like, you just don't understand. Like, the fact that he actually does laundry and you don't have to do it is amazing. And he folds them.
Okay, so are you just happy the laundry gets done?
Yeah.
Because that seems like a thing where it would be like, oh, I'm just happy I don't have to do laundry. But it actually, it gives you butterflies.
No, like when he goes and gets them out of the out of the dryer and he brings them to the living room and they're still warm and he's like, you know, just carrying on a conversation, folding clothes, and I'm like, dude.
that's awesome.
Hot. That's a
great story. And the way you tell it, amazing. Hey, appreciate you, Abby. Andrea in Tampa, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me yours.
Well, my husband sings karaoke.
Go ahead.
I said I love it when my husband sings karaoke.
Oh.
a really great version of Elvis.
That's funny. Is it because he's good or because he tries hard or because he shakes his hips? Like, what about it to you? He's like, oh, baby.
Oh, just everything. His performance, his voice. I mean, he's just amazing.
Does he do that for you specially? He's like, oh, baby, come on in here for a second. I can't go on together with your suspicious mind. You're like, oh.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. Hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate you in Tampa. Yo! I have to do this one more. Tracy in Maryland.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Tell me yours.
My husband is the chief of police in the town that we live in. When he puts his dress uniform on, it is enough to just shake me down. He is absolutely handsome, not only brilliant and smart and amazing, but a definite turn on with that uniform.
That one I get.
Yes.
That one I definitely get. I want, at some point in my life, to have a woman who will talk about me in the same tone she's talking about him right now.
He's amazing.
There it is. Exactly. There's that tone. That's it. Yes. Tracy, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Good calls right there, man. I mean, some weird ones, but still, they're good. I like people being honest.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show.
I can always tell when something fishy's going on, and they don't always tell me anymore. But I can tell. I left yesterday, and I have a security guy that you know, does and protects and stuff. And he was up. He's really close yesterday. No one would tell me why. They're like, there's just some stuff that happened. So I don't think much about it. Go home. He walks into my car. I just get in my car and go home.
That never happens.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Only when something happens does that happen. But I don't ask any questions because I don't feel like dealing with the anxiety of it. Get in my car, go home. It's over to me. Whatever it was, a little boop, drop in the bucket. I drive to work today, and I see him about a block from the building.
Uh-oh.
My security guy. And this never happens. And he gets behind me and follows me to work. So he followed me in this morning. I'm like, wonder what they didn't tell me. I park in the garage. And he's right there beside the car, walking me in. He beeps the door open, walks in, and he's looking around. And then he's just chilling.
You ask him what's up?
No, I don't want to know. But I know something's up. Well, Mike, you saw him, right? He's here. What?
Maybe he's being proactive.
Yeah.
No, there's proactiveness to it, but not holding my hand. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know what veiled threat was sent out against me. I don't know what I did.
Uh-oh.
I just know it's been weird, man. Raymond, do you know what happened I don't want to know. Do you know what happened?
I overheard Hillary talking about something on the phone.
Yeah? Okay. Let's just keep it that way. You hold on to that. That sums up. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm scared.
And so where's the security guard now?
He's here. He's right in that room.
I like it. He's hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
He's not here, but he's a big dude.
He's not hidden. He's just not in the studio.
No, I always know when he's around.
He doesn't hide. He's too big to hide. So, yeah, that happened. That was kind of weird this morning because I saw him block away and I was like, oh, look at that. Oh, no. Why is he following me again? So there's that. The email happened yesterday, too, about a different thing. Who saw the email and brought it to everybody?
I saw it.
Eddie did?
Yes.
What did the email say?
Yeah, it was someone in the building saying that it's Girl Scout cookie time and her daughter's a Girl Scout, so if you want your orders, get them in now.
Now, Lunchbox hates it when people sell stuff for their kids.
Absolutely. I saw the email and I thought, here we go again. Lazy kids can't do the work themselves, so we'll just give it to mom and dad. Mom and dad will sell it at their work and the kid doesn't have to do anything to earn what they're trying to get.
Then why didn't you reply and say this? Instead of saying it off to the side where this person can't hear you.
I felt like I'm trying to be a better person and just let it go, but you guys want to bring it up, so I will let you know that I am disgusted by the email.
And you're disgusted. Of all the things you can be disgusted by, that disgusts you?
It teaches laziness and no work ethic for the kid.
What if the kid's also working hard while the parent's doing that? And what about the fact that when you were selling candy bars,
Correct. Your
parents didn't have an email list they could send to, or they didn't have Facebook. These tools weren't there to use. It's just a tool.
Correct. If the kid wanted to write an email saying, hey, I'm the one selling cookies, would you please, or make a video message that the mom could send to the whole office, maybe that's a little different. But the mom typed the email saying, my daughter, not, hey, this is...
Should she have faked it? Hey, it's Betsy. I'm 11. I'm on mommy's taboota.
Misspell words on purpose.
Yeah, and I just want you not cookies.
Yes, my mom never took my stuff to her work and said, oh, here it is. Come buy it. Never.
And I'm part of the group that thinks that kids are more coddled now, but I think they're coddled relatively to how we were coddled compared to our parents. Like, every generation is more coddled. It's not like kids now are so different as we were so different than the people before us.
Yes.
It's all the same.
Yes.
Because our generation above us are like, look at these kids. I can't even believe they got to wear a bike helmet.
Right. It'll always be like that.
It'll always be like that. So it doesn't really anger me about this type stuff. But Lunchbox hates it. And so I will, in a show of solidarity to you, buy 10 boxes of cookies
for
her.
No,
Yeah.
No.
And give them out to everyone.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I like for kids to have opportunities. And if it happens to be in the shape of Girl Scout cookies, wonderful.
There you go.
And I think you can even donate them to the troops. I've done that before, where you buy and donate.
So have her get out and sell them. I got out and sold Girl Scout cookies when I was a kid for someone. I sat out in front of a record store and tried to sell them for her because...
Well, why was she doing that? What a cheating way to get her friends to do it.
I was a good salesman. She came to me. We went into business together.
And you made no money.
Well, her parents bought me something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. As a reward.
All right. Time now for a Never Gonna Get It. You can call and pop this off if you want to get it. 877-77-BOBBY. Speaking of kids, I bring this one up. According to parents, this is the number one object the kids stick up their nose.
Oh.
Our phone number, 877-77-BOBBY. According to parents, this is the number one object the kids stick up their nose. My love. Here we go. Ooh, pop. All right, call now. Hop on that. Show. Question is, according to parents, the number one object kids stick up their nose. That's the never gonna get it. Megan in Kansas, what do you think?
I think it's a French fry.
Oh, the old French fry in the nostril. Ooh, nope, that's not it. Thank you,
guess.
Though. Lunchbox.
I got M&M's.
Ooh, quality guess.
Huh.
Producer Eddie.
There's so many, but I'm going with Legos.
A Lego, he says. No. Hey, Marlin in Ohio. Last one. Go ahead.
I'm going for a pencil.
A pencil, he says. No, that's not it. Close. It's a crayon.
Oh, yes.
Kids sticking crayons up there like there's no tomorrow. So what do? Today, you stick a crayon up your nose.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's the answer. Nobody got it, and that's why it's called... They're never going to get it. You know what I want to do is, we found out yesterday that Uber would transfer a piece of meat over to Ray's girlfriend. We were like, I wonder if Uber will take this pork chop and just drive it over there, put it in the seatbelt and everything. So we have a segment that we've now created called Will It Uber.
Ooh.
We have this life-size cutout of Jason Aldean.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's probably 6 foot tall.
Is he that tall?
I'd imagine that's a life-size cutout. So it's this size of Lunchbox, basically. So probably 5'10 or so. We're going to try to see if I can order an Uber and it'll ship this Jason Aldean cutout down to downtown with no human.
Yes. Okay?
So Will It Uber comes up in just a bit. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Jason Aldean is hitting the road this summer. High Noon Neon Tour featuring Luke Combs and Lauren Elena. It's named after a song on his next record. 34 cities. It kicks off in May in Kansas City. The 60th Annual Grammy Awards will pay tribute to the lives lost at the Route 91 Harvest Festival last year. Eric Church, Maren Morris, and Brothers Osborne, who all performed during the festival back in October, will collaborate on a special performance for the show. We don't know what song they're singing, but what a great group of artists getting together to do that. And finally, Taylor Swift's stalker is facing new charges based on threatening emails. Court documents show that Frank Andrew Hoover sent a series of emails to Taylor's dad threatening the whole family. The email described his intent to end all of the Swifts one day. He was arrested back in 2016 after he violated a restraining order Taylor had against him. Man, that's creepy. That's Amy Skinny. It's Bobby filling in for her still. The Bobby Bones
Show. Turn it up, yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A new bit we stumbled upon was Will It Uber. We've Ubered Eddie's car keys down to his wife. That's where the bit started, because his wife needed the car keys. Then we Ubered a pork chop downtown. So now we have this life-size cutout of Jason Aldean. We've put a beanie and sunglasses on it. We want to see if the Uber driver will just carry it with no human. And so there's an app, and it's Uber, and the car will come and pick you up and give you a ride. But what happens if it's not a human?
Yeah.
And Lunchbox gives him a story like, I really need this to get. So I can get an Uber X for $6.
It's Aldean, so you got to get him a nice car.
A Select?
Yeah.
Like it costs $11.
Dude, get him an Escalade.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to order an Uber Select, Lunchbox. And we're going to send this downtown to Ray's girlfriend. So you're going to have to go outside with this Jason Aldean?
Yep.
Okay. Radio station sent. All right, they're finding a car for me. Will it Uber? Yes or no? Eddie, will it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the first time this Uber driver's probably taken something like this, but yes, he's taking it.
Lunchbox?
I'm going to say yeah. I mean, it's a celebrity.
But it's a cardboard cutout of one.
Well, that's the angle.
3 minutes till he gets here?
Boy, I better get out there.
The car will be here in 3 minutes.
Woo!
And call the hotline and we'll put you on.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your story? Is it very sensitive?
Yeah. Be like...
Say you're sending it to Jason Aldean, who's downtown.
Ooh.
Say he's waiting on it, and they can't start the show this morning without the life-size cutout.
Jason Love Aldean's it. Announcing his new tour.
Yeah, he's announcing the High Noon Neon Tour. Yeah. So this, I put it on my Insta story, but it's a Jason Aldean. Lunchbox, you got to get out of there, dude.
Well, I got to have your phone.
Oh, that's true.
No, yeah.
That's true. You didn't need my phone. What's he driving, by the way? What car?
Infinity G sedan.
That's nice.
I told you I ordered something nice. I don't just send Jason Aldean on the road.
No, that's really nice of
you.
You
want his name?
Not yet. Go. Don't tell him you're on the radio, though.
I won't.
Okay. He's going out. Call the hotline.
I got to get the number.
We're going to play. You get the number every time.
Well, I don't save it.
He's the only one that calls the hotline out of all of us, really.
Yeah, he's the one that goes out and does bits on the street.
Okay. All right. It's all my fault.
How long till the car gets here?
He doesn't know how to use the phone. Now he's looking it up.
It doesn't say.
Okay, just go.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be here in like 2 minutes.
Good luck. Don't screw it up.
We have a life-size Jason Aldean cutout. I'm going to say they don't take it.
Really?
I'm going to say no, it won't Uber.
So they took car keys.
And they took a
the
pork
meat,
chop.
But I'm
gonna
not Aldean.
I'm going to say they won't take a lot. Unless Lunchbox gives them this fantastic story of why.
Wow.
So... as soon as Lunchbox gets on hold, we'll patch up with them out there. There were these cops, and did you see where these cops weren't giving tickets for parking because they got free pizza for a long time?
No. It's not good.
Well, I'll read you some of the story here. Salt Lake City officer Jeff Clegg claims he was fired due to bullying, but soon he admitted it was the free pizza scheme. He wouldn't ticket employees of Cecilia Pizza in exchange for free food. He and his colleagues would issue warnings or void tickets at the restaurant in exchange for free pizza.
See, that's tough. That's tough because that doesn't feel like a bribe, but technically, I guess it kind of is, even if it's pizza.
Yeah, even if it's pizza, which in some countries I hear is currency.
Yeah,
or
Italy.
Or some age groups. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Okay, are you out on the street?
I'm out here. Oh, he's 1 minute away. He's 1 minute away.
We have a life-size Jason Aldean cutout. We're going to see if it'll Uber downtown with no human with it. Uber's not supposed to pick up things that aren't human.
Mm-mm.
He's driving an Infiniti, and Lunchbox is going to give him a story here. By the way...
Wait, is an Infiniti a car?
It is.
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's
okay,
here.
Here we go. Will it Uber? Here we go.
Here we go. I'm going out.
All right.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm opening the back door. How's it going, my man? I'm good, man. Look, This is my boy Jason Aldean. He's really famous and really rich, and he's announcing his new tour today.
All right.
And he needs this downtown. I'm not going, but I'm just going to put Jason here in the back seat if you'll deliver this down to, because you're going to, the real Jason Aldean.
Sounds good?
All right. So you got to be careful, okay?
Jason will be fine.
Jason will be fine in your car, you promise? Oh, let me see if he's going to fit in your car.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we'll find a way.
Oh my goodness! Oh man, how am I gonna do this? He doesn't even fit in your car. Oh, here.
Hey, bend him. Bend him. Who cares? I'll punch a hole in him. Just bend him. Get him in there.
Yeah. All right. Maybe roll and put down that front seat. Like.
Oh no! Put down the front seat.
Oh yeah, and then we'll just lay him down. Oh yeah. How you doing? Yeah, you're gonna be, and you can talk to Jason, ask him about his new tour and everything. Get free tickets. You know, Jason may be able to hook you up.
Tell him Jason may answer. Say he may be there accepting this.
Jason may answer when you get there. That'd be kind of cool. Oh yeah, Jason is in there. Look at that. Should I put the seatbelt on him?
I know Jason will be fine.
No, he'll be fine. No seatbelt. All right, thank you, man.
All right, man.
All right, be careful. Be nice to Jason. Yeah, he'll come out and get it. Thank you, man. All right, you there?
Yeah.
All right, he is tucked in the front seat. I mean, we had to lay the seat down because he wouldn't fit across the back seat. He said, don't worry, I'll drive slow.
Okay, good. Precious cargo.
Wow.
Okay.
Woo!
He's on the way. We'll check in with Ray's girlfriend who's going to actually accept it. All right, come on back inside. Police are looking for a casino dealer who stole more than $6 million worth of chips.
Ooh! Not yet.
Police have not named the casino, but local media reported the theft took place in a VIP room at the Wynn Casino. Police are currently investigating where there were multiple suspects involved. So, wow. That's quite the scheme. I saw another one where a guy stole a bunch of stuff and ran out of the casino, straight from the casino.
Okay, yeah, this is different. This guy got the job with this plan, right? That had to be the plan was, I'm going to get in, act like I'm a good employee. $6 million later, I'm living on a beach in Mexico.
He probably had accomplices, though, too. So I bet he doesn't have all $6
million. Wow.
That's a thing, though. We Ubered a cardboard cutout of Jason Aldean with a beanie and some sunglasses down to Bay. Oh, I'm getting a text now that says, he's at the entrance. Hey, Bay, the Uber driver's texting me. He's at the entrance on your street.
I'm out here and I don't see him.
I don't want to yell any coordinates on the air where he is.
He's in a really nice car, though.
He's in an Infiniti, and he's got a big cardboard cutout in the front seat.
Oh, no, I bet he's on the other side of our street.
Oh. Is that a...
Okay, let me see if I can find him without getting locked out.
We can't have this happen to Aldean.
Yeah, because then that counts as not an Uber.
Right.
Hold on, sorry.
Are there elephants where you live?
I know, that was our tour. Hold on.
Is she in high heels, Ray?
I have no idea.
Sounds like
yes.
It.
Man, this, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Wakes up in high heels? That's what I need.
She woke up like that?
Yeah. She just wakes up for you like that? Dang. Raymond, our producer in the glass room. This is Ray and Bay. I'm going to text him back.
I'm actually walking out.
I'm a blonde girl. I'm in heels. Are you single? I wrote that. Are you single?
He's getting excited now. He's like, well, right. Like, this is going to be my lucky day.
All right. Do you see an Infiniti out there anywhere?
I'm not, but it is really cold out here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's why we put a beanie on Aldean.
Yeah, we want Jason to get cold.
He has a cowboy hat and a beanie over it.
Oh, my God.
I might have to just abort mission with this guy and say, hey, keep it.
Do you just ask?
Oh, I see it. I see it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Come on.
Hi. You're here. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. It even has. Oh, you got it for me? Thank you. Be careful. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I am single. Yeah. Oh, I'll get something Okay, text that number back. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got Jason.
They just got
Jason
you.
Jason has arrived.
Okay. What did he say to you?
He's asked if I was single, and I said yes, because I'm about to be, right? If you do this anymore.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, that's good. That's funny. Okay, but you have Jason Aldean, so he did Uber.
I have Jason, and now I'm walking all the way around my building with Jason on downtown, and everyone's looking really weird.
It's taller than you, that cardboard cutout.
It's definitely pretty tall, yeah.
Bae, thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Thanks for this. Hey, next time if it could be like Brett Eldridge, that'd be better.
You got it. You got it. Hey, Will and Uber. Uber, everybody. Yeah. And she's got a new date. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. It's January 19th. Some people still have their Christmas lights up. And I would imagine not because of the Christmas spirit, but mostly because they're lazy. That's what I would imagine. Well, Lunchbox went driving around yesterday. He found these houses and he said, well, if they still have the Christmas lights up, they need Christmas carolers. So, hidden mic and all, here's Lunchbox.
I can see you're still in the Christmas spirit with the Christmas lights, so I thought I'd sing you a Christmas song. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
My baby's actually
Comet right and now. Cupid and
thank you.
But do you know the famous Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
You
know,
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, man.
So awkward.
Did you have bells on you?
Yeah, it's my Christmas sweater. I had a Christmas sweater with like Rudolph's on them.
That's funny. The guy's like, no, baby's sleeping. Okay, here we go.
Merry Christmas. I see you're still in the Christmas spirit, so I'm going to do some Christmas caroling. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 ha. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing in a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle.
I'm all right.
Oh, all right. Merry Christmas.
I would for sure think he was casing my house.
Oh, for sure.
Like, this guy's for sure going to rob me later tonight.
And he's not stopping.
He doesn't even ask. He just knocks and takes off singing. Okay, Lunchbox found houses with Christmas lights on them. And then just, this clip looks extra long. I haven't heard it. This looks like a minute long. All right, let me play it. If any time I need to stop it, I will, but here.
Merry Christmas. I see you like Christmas year-round like I do, so I'm here to do some Christmas caroling. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and the children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
He took the whole song.
That's fine.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And now, our producer Ray reviews his latest Lifetime movie. Producer Ray, welcome to the show.
Yo.
What'd you watch?
Dangerous Delusions.
Ooh, wait. What's it about?
Well, it's actually with Hilary Duff, her sister. Looks very similar to Hilary Duff, so the entire show, you're thinking, that's Hilary Duff. Man, that's Hilary Duff. Wow, those Duff girls are good looking. So they get away with not having to have Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff's sister is Hayley Duff. Mm-hmm. So Hayley Duff's in the movie.
Yeah.
Do you think they bought Hayley to be in the movie, paid her because she looks like Hillary or because she's a good actress?
She looks just like her. And she's a good actress.
Okay, so you watch the movie.
She has to decide, is the top-of-the-line security home that she just moved into tricking her? Or is it the man she loves?
Oh, wow.
About an hour and a half, I ended up rating it. Do you want my rating?
I do.
I gave it 3 pieces of popcorn out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
It's worth the watch.
It is.
It takes you to the very end.
So it's a Lifetime movie called...
Dangerous Delusions.
With Hayley Duff.
With Hillary Duff's sister.
And 3 popcorns. Hey, wow.
That's a true story too, Ray.
It's true?
True story.
Wow.
And I think it's called Deadly Delusions, Ray.
One of the two.
Last night, Dan from Dan and Jake came over to my house. We did a Bobby cast, and my back is killing me. I'm getting old. I can't even sit in a chair and turn like 1 degree without my back just crushing me. I woke up this morning and I thought, what did I lift? Because I boxed yesterday. And I was like, oh, that's not boxing sore. That's sitting in a chair talking to Dan sore.
Oh, man.
I know. It stinks. So, but it's up. If you search BobbyCast on iHeartRadio or iTunes, it's pretty good. I think it's weird that the dynamic they have because Shay is just the straight ahead. And Dan's the mind behind the production of all their songs. So it's good. It's really good. So check that out. Search BobbyCast. Bunch of new music out today. So, and some really good records that I woke up early and was excited to listen to. I love Caitlin Smith. She has been on the show and played. She has a new record out today. This is called Contact High from Caitlin Smith. Give me that contact high. Here's a song called St. Paul from Caitlin Smith that is fantastic. I'm going to gush because I think she's one of the best artists in town. It's called Starfire, the record. This is called St. Paul from Caitlin Smith. I hit the city, oh, when I was only 17. In a beat-up Wrangler with a console full of burnt CDs. Blew out my speakers with the same 3 Wilco tracks. Half a tank to get me there and half a tank to get me back. Oh, I cut my teeth playing sad folk songs on a cheap guitar for all the kind of drunks over at the turf club bar. X's on my hands, but I'd sneak a little booze from a ponytail bartender with not a lot to lose. I'll play some of that. That's Caitlin Smith's new record. Love it. I love when new music comes out that I'm really into. Lanco's record's out today. I was gonna be your forever. You know that song. You're gonna be my wife. We didn't know any better. Didn't have a clue about life. The record's called Hallelujah Nights, and here's some of Hallelujah Nights, the song. These are the man, both those records are so good, and it's tough for me to like full records. Because who has time for that? You know?
Yeah, what a different sound this song is from their other one. I like it.
They're the Coldplay Imagine Dragons-ish type band in country music.
I like that.
And they have a real... So it's Caitlin Smith and Lanco, if you're looking for new music. You like that stuff, Lunchbox, or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'll listen to it if you play it.
Yeah? You want to play it? But you don't listen to music at home, do you?
Not really, no.
You don't... You just don't sit around listening to music ever?
Very rare. I've tried. One of my New Year's resolutions was to take like 15, 20 minutes and turn on that iHeartRadio app and just listen to music per
day. Why do you call it that iHeartRadio app? Like, I live with it so much.
Yeah.
And him, he doesn't listen to anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. Go ahead.
The only problem is I haven't really committed to that New Year's resolution.
Wow.
I have a project for you.
Oh, great.
We'll talk about it in a bit, but I think it's really going to help this. It's going to help your music discovery. But he just doesn't, he never listened to music as a kid, has no interest in music.
So weird. But your parents did.
My parents have a extensive record collection, and my dad gets so mad at me because he says, I played these records all the time. I don't know how you don't know music, but I just never did. The only time I listened to music is when I was 16 and I bought my first car because it had a radio in it.
And you have no interest in learning about new music?
Not that much.
He's honest.
Yeah. Respect
can't,
that.
Can't hate him. Oh, yeah, respect that. That's for sure. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton, somebody I've been lucky enough to work with and also have her on the show, and it's always been super kind to me. And just so good on the air, too. I remember she came in, and we were talking about I Will Always Love You. And I was just talking about how writing that song, how she wrote it.
In 1972, I think I wrote it. So at the same time I wrote Jolene. That was a good writing day.
You wrote this for the same day?
Yeah, I believe so. It was right in that writing period of time, because I remember all my paperwork. And, like, they came out pretty close, you know, at the same time. So everybody said, boy, what was you taking? That was a good writing day. But it was. But that song, you know, came from a very serious place. And everybody's always heard the story when I was working with the Porter Wagoner Show. And I was trying to go out on my own. And it was taking a big honk out of his show, and the fact that we had one of those love-hate relationships, and it was just hard to move on. And so he wasn't listening to anything I had to say, so I went home and wrote that song, took it back the next morning, and said, sit down, I need you to hear something. So I sang it, and he was crying. So he said, okay, you can go, providing I can produce that record. So he did, and so that's how it came about. But it was only when Whitney recorded it that it became like such a worldwide hit. And so that's just, I'll always love Whitney Houston.
How did they approach you for that?
Well, that's a funny thing. Kevin Costner was producing or directing, and I imagine producing also, the Bodyguard movie, and he was in it. And so they had a song that was going to be the theme, and just before they got ready to do the movie, someone else covered the song they were going to use. So they had to find another song. And his secretary, or his assistant, somebody said, there's a Dolly Parton song I love, I Will Always Love You. I think it would just fit this. And he said, oh, yeah, I love that song. So they contacted me about using it. I said, absolutely. And so I sent it, and I hadn't heard anything more about it until I heard it driving from my office to my house in Brentwood. I heard I didn't know if they had ever used it or anything. And so I just heard Whitney saying, if I did the acapella part, and it wasn't ringing true. I thought, well, that's weird. That's, you know, something caught my attention. And it was only when she went into the course of it, that I Will Always Love You, that I realized what I was listening to. And it was so overwhelming, I almost wrecked. I just pulled off just the greatness and the bigness and the fact that that was my song, and it was just so out of nowhere. And I have to honestly say that is one of the biggest thrills and one of the most overwhelming feelings I've ever had about anything in my life.
You heard it in your car.
Mm-hmm. I heard it on the radio.
Happy birthday, Dolly. 72. Look at that. You know, Dollywood's been open 30, 40 years, has roller coasters, but Dolly won't ride a roller coaster. She's never been on one because she gets motion sick. A little fun fact for you
crazy.
There. Yeah.
We'll always love
you. Here's the thing about kids eating these Tide Pods, and kids and adults, they're putting these videos up. It's not a bad thing to the point where kids don't know what they're doing, because people are acting like, we got to pull these videos down because people are going to eat Tide Pod. They know they're bad for them. That's what blows my mind with this whole thing, is anyone that's putting a Tide Pod in their mouth knows that it's bad for them. It's not people going, oh, I wonder, this looks like it'll taste good. So it's, oh, we take this down because kids will do it. If anyone's eating a Tide Pod above the age of 4, they know it's not good for them. But that's why it's the Tide Pod Challenge. It's really stupid, and they're doing it because it's stupid.
Okay.
So when the news gets all dramatic about the Tide Pod Challenge, I think, you guys are stupid. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. They know the dangers of eating this stuff.
Now, I transition. A Springfield, Missouri donut shop called Hertz Donut, meaning Hertz Donut, but Hertz Donut.
I get it.
Is making Tide Pod donuts that are decorated to look like the detergent pods.
Now you can eat those.
You can eat those. But of course people know the dangers. This isn't some invisible plague that's sweeping America and it's don't go breathe the air, right? It's extra toxic, everyone. It's a warning. No. The people that are eating them, they know.
Yeah. So having said that, what is the challenge? I don't even know what the real challenge is.
You put a Tide Pod in your mouth and you eat it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the challenge.
That's simple.
And it's that stupid.
Yeah,
that's
it's
so funny to me that the people that are doing it, they know and they still do it. So you're stupid.
Yes.
If people didn't know, and someone said, hey, if you were being PR, Bobby, and it was, what would Tide do? Nothing!
Yeah, that's not your responsibility.
This No, this is the greatest thing for Tide ever.
Man, no
kidding.
They
made little ice cream sundaes because they look really good to eat.
They do. They're colorful.
They look fantastic.
God, they look tasty.
Again, they look like little ice cream sundaes in a bag.
But they're not.
No, but I don't have to say that because everyone knows. That's okay. Why I think this whole thing is so stupid. Everybody knows they're bad for you. Unless you're four or younger, and you just grab stuff and eat it. But you should keep all detergent. You should keep all those things that come in shipping packages. That's a thing with kids. They just grab and eat stuff. Not talking to kids.
No.
I understand four-year-olds, six-year-olds, maybe no, 6 or 2-year-old.
Six-year-old, you're probably still not smart.
You're in first grade. You're smart enough to know don't eat the detergent. So I think the donut's funny. And if this Hertz Donut gets any crap for this, let me know, Hertz Donut. We're on in Springfield. I love Springfield. If you guys get any crap for this donut, let me know. Sheriff Bobby will come right into town and take care of business. Because dumb people do dumb things.
I like Hertz Donut.
We even... I've never even practiced this, but wrote this parody of
Oh, boy.
Well, I haven't even practiced. I don't even know if it fits the words exactly. And I never do these live. So, meaning without practice. Hey. And I would have you sing with me, Eddie, but I don't even know that it fits the words.
Okay,
but I can try. It's called Don't Eat the Pods instead of Don't... what? The Blake Shelton song?
I'll Name the Dogs.
I'll Name the Dogs.
That's funny.
It's called Don't Eat the Pods. And I almost hesitate to try it live because then if it's not... We can always produce it.
Do it.
All right, let me sit here. Hey, y'all. Don't Eat the Pods. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but this is a musical public service announcement. Here we go. It's laundry time, I tell ya. No more messing around. Gonna do some t-shirts later, but right now, I'll do the towels. Pouches come in handy, but I wonder how do they taste. Kinda looks like a piece of candy, so I shove it in my face. Yeah, spit that out even though it looks yummy. Spit that out or you get a sore tummy. Man, that sure don't taste like a Skittle. Oh, I ended up in the hospital. I learned my lesson, I almost died. It's not a snack if the label says Tide. Unless you wanna end up like Cousin Todd. Finish your veggies and don't eat the pod.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Do it again.
That's hilarious.
Do it again.
I don't want to do it again. I was all focused.
Dude, that was perfect. I love that. End up in the hospital.
You know, that's a bend.
Not a Skittle.
Yeah, Skittle and hospital is a bend.
I like that, though.
Man, that sure don't taste like a Skittle. I ended up in the hospital. Yeah! Woo! There we go.
So dumb. I love it.
We can probably still produce that and make it better. But
man.
That's pretty good. Don't eat the pods.
Don't eat the pods.
Yeah. Unless you want to end up like a Cousin Todd. Finish your veggies and don't eat the pods. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you don't need to tell them that.
No. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Woo. Hey, Lunchbox, I have something for you, and it's due Monday. Okay?
Oh.
I think every Monday for the next 6 weeks or so, we're going to do this. I was inspired by a tweet from a listener who thinks that you're on the radio, you should know something about music. But you admit you know nothing about music.
I admit that. I know, like, the songs we play on the radio, I know those because I hear them.
Mm, probably not.
Yeah, not really.
Not really.
So what I want you to do is we're going to do a 90-second research project on Monday. And you're going to do Johnny Cash.
Wow.
This is in high school.
I know.
Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll learn from this.
Yes.
I know Johnny Cash.
So find and do a 90-second research project on Johnny Cash, and Monday morning you'll present it.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, homework is so exciting. Let me tell you, I never did homework.
What do you know about Johnny Cash right now?
I know that he married June Carter Cash.
June Carter and then Cash.
She became Cash.
Mm-hmm.
He did Walk the Line.
So come in Monday with 90 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a copy of this, Eddie? That song?
Yeah, I have a copy. You want to try it?
Do you want to do the hook together?
Yes.
So, spit that out, even though it looks yummy. Spit that out, or you get a sore tummy. Man, that sure don't. What? Oh, I don't remember.
Man, that sure don't taste like a Skittle.
That's it. I ended up in the hospital.
That's tough.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Tape. Let's track one. Take one.
Roll the tape.
Roll tape. Speed. Yep.
Get some more drums in my ear.
Yeah. Get a little mandolin there.
Where's that snare?
Yeah. Where's my snare? Eminem. It's called Don't Eat the Pods. Here we go. It's laundry time, I tell ya. No more messing around. Gonna do some t-shirts later. But right now,
I'll do the towels.
Pouches come in handy. But I wonder, how do they taste? Kinda looks like a piece of candy. So I shove them in my face. Yeah! Spit that out, even though it looks yummy. Spit that out, or you get a sore tummy. Man, that sure don't taste like a Skittle. I ended up in the hospital. I learned my lesson, I almost died. It's not a snack if this label says Tide. Unless you want to end up like your cousin Todd. Finish your veggies and don't eat the pods. Yeah!
That's pretty good.
Woo! We are so stupid.
Dude, it's such a good song.
We got to produce this. Get that out. Get hot track out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You know, yesterday we were talking about how a lot of songs sound alike. Some of them people hear and don't know they hear and recreate. Some of them they steal. Some of them are just accidentally sounding the same. And I believe all three of those are factors. And what came up was Ed Sheeran is now in trouble because Ed Sheeran wrote the Tim McGraw song. And I played the two songs. So this is The Rest of Our Life, sang by Tim and Faith, but Ed Sheeran wrote it. That's the intro. And here's the song, the original song called When I Found You. Very similar. So Ed's in a little bit of heat for that. I don't know what's going to happen, if he's going to add him as a songwriter or not. And my argument was, even though it sounds very similar, I can never put myself in someone else's brain. And maybe it was accidental. Maybe those chords are pretty generic chords. Don't know. So what'll probably happen is they'll get added as a songwriter. There have been other instances where they've been added as a songwriter. So remember Sam Smith, Stay With Me. And I remember hearing this, riding in the car with Eddie and going, that sounds like Tom Petty. The first time I ever heard it on, I think Lightning 100 was playing it.
Yeah.
Even before the pop stations. I was like, that sounds like Tom Petty. And so Tom Petty's and someone else is now a songwriter on Stay With Me because this is walk back down. The melody's basically the same.
Right. Back
down. So now everybody's sending me all these songs that sound alike. And there are a lot. Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's one that I don't think there's anything to do with, but they sound similar because of tone. So, Criminal, Lindsay L, she had this song for a while. It's just the guitar part. And they're like, hey, that Chris Lane song sounds like Criminal. But it's just not. They're just simple. There's nothing there. I don't think there's anything there.
Okay. All right.
So, that's Lindsay L, Criminal. Chris Lane, it's called Take Back Home Girl. Do you guys hear anything there or no?
I hear it.
That's a struggle for me.
I hear it. I hear a similarity. I don't know if it's a copy, but I hear
a
similarity.
I say no.
Okay.
Now, I also brought up the fact that when I do stand-up, that I can hear things and store them, not realize it, think it's funny, go subconsciously I say something. And I've pulled jokes out of my act because I think, oh, I probably heard that and took that and not realized it. But the same opposite can be true. So I'm going to play you a joke that I did probably 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then a radio show that did the same joke this week.
Oh, no.
I don't think they stole it, though.
Okay.
Because it's just a concept, much like a generic chord. I think it's just a concept. And what's the show? Do you want to credit them?
Billy the Kid.
Which Billy the Kid?
In Austin.
Oh, Billy.
Oh,
I know
Billy
the Kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a friend.
Oh, well, if I know him, maybe he did steal it.
Maybe he told it around him.
I thought it was a different Billy the Kid. Okay.
Let's hear it.
So this is my joke from 4 or 5 months ago in my stand-up act. I've done it at the Opry. This is a live version of me talking about turning Chick-fil-A into a business because they don't close on Sunday.
Yeah, we're starting.
Oh, here we go.
I want to have this great idea, and I keep coming back to Chick-fil-A not being open on Sunday. So what I want to do, and you can tell me if this is a dumb idea, but like on Saturday night, right before they close, I get a Yeti. I say, I'll take all your chicken sandwiches, please. Put them in the Yeti. I go to bed. I wake up on Sunday and I just sit right behind the drive-thru.
So I don't think that's a super novel idea that only I had.
Okay.
Because that's kind of funny. You go on Saturday night, you buy all the sandwiches. I haven't had a song Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. So this is Billy the Kid.
Yeah, we're starting a business, Pooh and I. We're going to buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches on Saturday. We're going to sell them on Sunday. We're starting a mini restaurant, a pop-up restaurant. It's called Less Than 24. And why is that again?
Because the chicken sandwiches are less than 24 hours old.
See? Yeah.
Similar concept.
Hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
Don't think it's... My only point is you can take something that's similar and have the same idea. Like-minded people a lot of times have like-minded ideas.
But
go ahead.
But one thing to do is if you do take somebody else's idea, add something else, and it can totally be a whole other idea, like the 24.
Sure. I just don't think that. My only point is songs sometimes are just similar for the sake of like-minded people with like-minded talents, like-minded ideas. Wow. And I don't think that was taken from my comedy act. I think it's just the same idea.
And then his co-host, Ann Hudson, like, that's our friend. Like,
yeah. That's true. Like, who knows if they've actually heard that? I don't know. I honestly didn't know that's who that was.
Wow.
I thought it was a different show.
That's funny.
Would, Lunchbox?
Joke's pretty similar. I mean, come on, guys.
Like, how did you find that, Mike D?
I listen to their show sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Did it jump out to you right away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, because Mike will go out and to comedy shows. Mike D goes out to my stand-up.
Yeah.
And he's been to the Opry when I've done stand-up. Okay, anyway.
Very interesting.
No, it's not. My only point was sometimes songs are just similar, and you don't have to...
I would say Suspicious Minds.
Okay, thank you, Elvis. Yeah. Amy's not here. I did talk to Amy last night, though. She's writing a blurb for my book. And so I was like, hey, I need this turned in. And she turned
it
in.
Was she like a forward? She
no.
Did the intro?
It's, I don't want to give away too much, but okay. I've been to people, because my book's about failure. It's not until summer. And I still have a lot more to do or some to do. And so I've asked people that I admire to talk about one of their failures. And not about any success, just about failure, because it's how important it is for us to fail, and how we look at failure as such a bad thing, where I see it as a necessity to actually do great things.
Wow, that's cool.
So
what a twist.
I asked Amy to write a piece. And I've asked some artists that have written for me. I asked the governor of Arkansas. He hasn't got back to me yet. Hmm. Hey, Governor Hutchison, you said you'd do it like 3 months.
He's definitely listening.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on, Governor.
I might not know you. That's what it is, though.
So did you send them emails?
Yeah, when did you want my blurb?
Oh, no.
I didn't get an email.
I'm checking.
Yeah. Guys, just keep waiting.
Okay. You'll email, though, right, if you need
email
a blurb?
Email or text? Which one should I be looking at? Should I look at my spam folder? Did it come from
a weird... Yeah, go check that and let me know.
Did it come from a weird email?
Because let me tell you, Bones, we fail a lot.
Yeah, but it's about super successes.
Oh.
But not really. It's about... stuff. I probably haven't got there yet.
All right, just let us know.
I guess we're not good. I mean...
I just haven't got there yet.
Dang, that hurts.
That's all. Okay. All right. I got to do Amy's pile of stories.
No, still hadn't come. Hit send again.
Yeah, I'll send it later on today.
All right.
Just be waiting for it. Okay, here we go.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Alexa's now giving dating tips. Amazon got together with the service 3-Day Rule. And if you have an Amazon Echo, they give you dating daily tips. Daily dating tips.
That's cool.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm too old for this. Although I'm single.
For like the dating tricks?
First of all, I know all the tips.
Yeah, you're a king at knowing that stuff. You're bad at practicing it.
Execution
is
terrible. But I know it all because I've, again, failed doing it all.
I'm an
excellent teacher. I have great relationship advice. I just can't take it myself.
I get it.
But yeah, you can ask Amazon, hey, how do I get a dating tip? And they tell you. That's that. Do you care about stuff like that, Morgan number two? You're 24.
No, not really.
Right up your alley.
No, dating tips are kind of lame, honestly.
I think so, too. Mostly, though, because I can't keep a date. But I think they're lame, too. Brutally honest friends are the ones to keep. It turns out the mean friends are the ones you really want to keep in your close circle because they're the ones that always have your back. A new study found that friends who tell you the truth instead of trying to make you feel, are the ones trying to make you feel better.
Thanks, dude.
I also wrote in my book about this type, and this is just because we're talking about what I'm working on, is that if you don't have one or two people that can tell you when you suck and you have to trust them when they tell you suck, then you don't have anybody.
Yeah.
If you just have all the people going, hey, you're great. I have that one or two people that I know they will tell me the truth. They're not looking to tell me bad stuff. They're not looking to tell me good stuff. They're looking to just give me feedback. And if you can find that person, it's valuable. It's tough to swallow sometimes.
Yeah. And it's hard to dish it too. Like, tell someone they suck. That's tough.
No, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, no, you are.
Like, I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Or that's really good. And nothing really in the middle. Those are the important friends to keep. Do you have one of those?
Oh, one of those friends? You. Huh. For sure. I mean, you definitely tell me like when I suck and when I'm doing well.
By the way, I sent you a note last night about something you did really good.
I saw it and I pulled a U. I was like, I don't know how to respond to this.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to.
Good, good, good.
What'd you get a compliment for?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Lunch. It was just something between me and Bobby.
It's just a little. I also told Eddie he was an idiot on text last night too.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. It's brutally honest.
Yeah, but I just is idiot because an opinion. I was sitting at home last night.
A 10-year-old opinion.
Yeah. I was sitting at home last night and I was listening to music. And I was listening to Counting Crows, this album called Hard Candy. And I remember like 10 years ago when Eddie told me the album sucked. And so I sent Eddie a text. I was like, you're an idiot. This album's really good.
Lunchbox, 10 years ago when I last listened to the album, I said it sucked.
And I stored it in my brain.
And he never forgot.
And I sent him back a message.
That's pretty funny.
And then you know what Junior told me after because I was telling my wife about it. Do you believe Bobby said this? She goes, Hard Candy? Isn't that Big Yellow Taxi song on Hard Candy? I'm like, dude, this kid knows too much about music.
Yeah.
Wow. My 9-year-old.
He's about to be 10 too.
Dude, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Wow. Also, tweeting during sporting events improves the experience. A new study says that tweeting during games helps you be more involved on the field and improves overall experience. I don't even like going to games that much anymore. You can watch them on TV, get every angle, everything.
It's cheaper.
By far cheaper. Mm-hmm. After you lose an away game, you don't have to fly somewhere else. Trust me, I've been to so many Razorback games.
Oh.
We've lost away games, and you just want to get... I can't get out of Tuscaloosa fast enough when Alabama kicks our butt. But instead, I pay for the hotel, so I got to stay.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's rough. Ooh. So there's that. I do want to mention The Four was on last night. And so what are these clips to this? I didn't get a chance to watch it last night. I was too busy listening to Hard Candy.
And remembering how awesome it was.
And remembering how when it came out 10 years ago, I was like, man, I love this record. Last night on The Four, here is Zaviga. She's challenged by Nashville artist Nicole Boggs. Get at me so. I think the Nashville girl lost, huh?
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Is that true? She got up and sang and they sent her home?
Yeah, they kept Javia instead of her.
Is that how he says his girl's name? Javia?
Yep.
That was her way of correcting you.
She was like, they kept Javia.
Yeah, Javia.
I mean, it's highlighted right in front of me. And then don't miss the next episode of The Four, Battle for Stardom, Thursday, 8/7 Central on Fox. Interesting concept. I did not get a chance to see it last night, though. I just... be honest with you.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hope you have a good weekend. Lunchbox, what are you doing this weekend?
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'll probably go to the movies, take the wife out to dinner, do some romancing.
Yeah, just trying to get that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. You going to Kid Rock tonight?
No, not going to Kid Rock tonight. Unfortunately, didn't get tickets.
You can buy tickets. You don't have to just get tickets to everything.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's a lot more fun when you can get them for no dollars.
But it would still be fun if you got them for dollars. I was just asking if you got them. You could. I don't even like free tickets because there's always something expected with them.
Because nothing in life is free.
Right. So a lot of times I just buy tickets and then no one bothers me.
And you just enjoy it on your own.
Yeah, it's like, hey, come over here and meet Jameson. He's the record rep from Kentucky.
You have to because we gave you free tickets.
Yeah, free tickets. But I do like Kid Rock a lot. So you're not going to the show?
No.
Eddie, what are you doing this weekend?
I have family coming in because Junior turns 10 on Monday.
Wow, really?
Yeah, dude.
Are you doing the birthday party this weekend?
No, just the family's coming in. Birthday party's next weekend.
Double digits.
Yes. God, dude, my little boy's growing up.
I remember when that dude was born. It seems like 10 years ago.
Yeah. You remember how freaked out I was?
Yeah, I do remember that part. So, let's see. I have Daniel Bradbury coming to the house to do a Bobby cast this weekend. I don't know if we're going to put it up this weekend or early next week, but she's coming to do that because it was postponed because of snow. But Dan from Dan and Shay came over last night. And it was a good one, about an hour and 15 minutes or so. He talked about things. I didn't know he played football in high school and college.
Bobby Bones.
This week on the Bobbycast, Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay.
You played football in high school. What'd you play? What position did you play?
I played running back. My parents, they were like, you're so good at sports, you should play sports. And I was like, screw you, Mom and Dad, I'm playing music. Like, I'm going to drop out of high school and go on the Warped Tour.
Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio and iTunes.
Yeah, so I know the whole thing was going to play like that, but you can hear that there. So wow. I did that, and Danielle Bradbury is doing one. And
you're not going to Kid Rock?
I have rehearsal. No, we have a rehearsal for a $1 million show.
That's right.
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday.
All right, we got to go. But I didn't get any free tickets. So. All right, see you guys. BobbyBones.com, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Have a great weekend. The Bobby Bones Show.